Hello, my friend. Welcome back to Breakfast with Sergio. This is episode number 249. Let's talk about goals versus resolutions. Well, my friends, welcome back. Super happy to be here again on a brand new decade, 2020. My friend, I'm starting my day, my breakfast, just with a nice looking shake. It has banana, papaya, chia seeds, oat milk, and oatmeal as well. So nice shake, and that's kind of how I'm starting my days lately. I do my exercise, take my shake, and then later on I have a bigger snack or breakfast. But my friends, let's talk about goals versus resolutions. Do you make goals at the beginning of the year or you make resolutions? I used to make resolutions when I, you know, many years ago when I just wanted to improve in something, right? I want to make more art, or I want to spend more time in my studio, or I want to sell more art, or, you know, resolutions, which by the middle of probably February, I had already forgotten half of them. By March, April, they were all gone, right? It was just a wish. A resolution was just a wish, something I wanted to do, but really did not have a plan. It was just like a sticky note that you put somewhere and then it falls off eventually, right? Resolutions don't tend to stick, and that happens to most people. And I have talked about this before, actually. For the last couple of years in the Art Next Level program, we have done a goal setting system that, you know, helps artists figure out their goals. And this year we didn't do that because this year we're doing the Art Business Growth Challenge, which is going awesome. We're just kicking off this week. And actually, before I forget, this is the last week you can sign up for the challenge. So make sure you sign up for that. You know, there's a link right here, or just go to www.theartistnextlevel.com/2020. Or message me and I'll send you the link. But anyway, you know, I have switched, you know, over the years to really looking at goals, right? Goals, goal setting, something I do, something I take very seriously in my own art career. Actually, this time last year in 2019, for the record, right, I came to Breakfast with Sergio and I said, I have a goal for 2019, and I shared with you my goal. My goal was, right, to make more sales, to double, you know, really double my sales in 2019, my art sales. That was my big goal. That was my number one goal. And also start a new body of work. And I have to say, you know, I accomplished both of them. Last year was my best year ever in terms of art sales. Not only double it, but duplicate that like three or four times. And so it was a great year. It was an amazing year. And I also finished most of my series, the new body work, which now I'm rolling over to finish it up this year. So, you know, a goal, the difference between a goal and a resolution, if I had started last year with a resolution, say, well, I want to double my sales, and then I put a sticky note, well, that's just a wish, right? That's just a wish. A goal, really a goal, has to have, in my opinion, and the opinion of many others who have, you know, studied this goal thing, is that a goal needs to have two things in order to work, right? The goal is kind of like in the middle, right? But you need a why. Before the goal, you need a why, a very strong why. Why do you want to achieve that goal, right? Because the why is your motivation. The why is the motivator that actually every day will push you to move forward, right? If you don't have a strong why do I want to make more sales? Just because, or just because I see other people selling art, you know, why did I want it to make more sales? So I needed a strong why, right? So I have a very strong why. That motivated me every day to push forward, right? But the why is not everything. You may have a very strong why, you have the goal, but then after that, you need the strategy. You need a plan on how you're going to achieve that particular goal. Every single goal that you make, you need to have a why, you know, a reason, your motivation, right? The juice, right? The energy that's going to help you go after it, right? But then you need the know-how, right? The strategy, the plan, how you're going to do that? How you're gonna break that goal that you have into smaller chunks, into smaller parts, so that you can achieve the goal by the deadline that you have put yourself, which, by the way, you know, if you don't have a deadline, you know, the goal may never be accomplished because there's no deadlines, like whenever, right? So you have to, that's part of your planning, that's part of your strategy. So strategy is about taking steps in the direction that you want to go, and the why motivates you to take those steps every single day. Because guess what? We as human beings, we tend to forget, we tend to give up, we tend to, you know, just sidetrack. And my friend, for you, you know, if you are watching this video and you're looking at 2020 and looking at, okay, this year, maybe I want to be better on Instagram. This year, maybe I want to sell more art. Maybe this year, I want to approach more galleries. Maybe this year, I want to release a new body or work. Whatever your goal is, what I would recommend, first, prioritize your goal. Which out of the many things you might want to do, which one is your number one, two, or three top goals that you have? Because if you have too many, then you're not going to accomplish much, right? You really need to hone in into what are the top two or three things that you want to accomplish. And then once you do that, think about what's the why, write it down. What is the reason? What's the motivation that when I read it every day, every morning, you know, it reminds me why this is my goal, why this is important to me, why it's going to make a big difference. And then what's the strategy? If you don't have a strategy, then you're going to give up very soon, my friend. So you got to have a strategy. How do you plan to accomplish that? If, for example, if your goal is to be more consistent on Instagram, well, you gotta post every single day, right? Or every 2 days, and you have to reply to comments, and you have to engage with other people, engage with other accounts, comment on other people's posts, right? So you start creating a community, right? So an attention to what you're doing. And again, there, you gotta have a plan. And if you don't know how to do the planning for what you want to do, you need to look for help, right? Because you may want to do something that you don't know how to do well, so looking for help, you know, is the best thing you can do, investing in your career, which is actually what I have done. When I wanted to start a podcast 4 years ago, I said, I don't know how to do it. So I actually invested. I took a course from a podcaster that I highly respected, and I took his online course, and it really helped me to really fast get a really amazing podcast out of the door. Rather than spending 6 months looking at tons of YouTube videos and Googling, you know, I went to somebody who could help me with that. And that's exactly, my friend, what this episode is all about. Look at the goals that you want, and of course, see how, what is your why and how you plan to achieve them. And that will help you in 2020. And of course, I invite you, my friend, before I forget, this is the last week. This is the last week. If you're watching this, the first week of January, January 6th, the last week to signing up for my Art Business Growth Challenge. If you need help with your goals to achieve the goals that you have set for your art career, that's the challenge for you, because it's all about growing your business, looking at your income streams, looking at your sales, looking at your branding, looking at all the things that you need to do as an artist in order to get results in the new year and, you know, many years after that as well. So I invite you to check it out. Don't miss it. This is the very last week. Doors close January 12th, and after that, I don't let anybody else in into the challenge, because it is a system. It is a week by week for 10 weeks from January to March, and it is very structured and it's super good. We have about 500 artists from around the world, 25 different countries represented or so, and we are working hard on getting our goals in order or getting our strategies to really win in 2020. And the cool thing is I do the challenge with you as well. I'm not just only guiding the challenge, and Dr. Janina also guides the challenge with me, but we actually do the challenge with you as well. So I invite you, check it out. Go to www.theartistnextlevel.com/2020. And if you are a member already of my Art Next Level Academy, well, you already have access to the challenge. So check it out. First video is already posted. So thanks, my friends. Have a great and awesome day. I hope 2020 is your best year ever for your art career. Thanks for watching. Share it with your friends, and I will see you later. Goodbye.